Florida is a key swing state. Nearly a quarter of the population there is Latino. Candidates have been heavily courting Latino voters, knowing they could tip the political scales. Many Latinos are also evangelical Christians, and that is an unpredictable block of voters. Fernanda Echavarri of NPR's Latino USA reports.
Hundreds of people are singing gospel music at the Calvary Church in Orlando, one of the biggest mega churches in Florida with 4,000 congregants. The church is massive, the air conditioning is blasting, and just as the music is wrapping up, husband and wife, pastors Gabriel and Janet Salguero, come up on stage. Gabriel is dressed in a dark navy suit and a gold tie. Janet is wearing a long floral dress with shiny high heel sandals. The Salguero services are bilingual.
Un pueblo con estrategia, propósito y destino.
A people with strategy, with purpose, and with destiny.
They're Puerto Rican transplants from New York, raising their two boys in Orlando. The Salgueros, like many of the 6 million Latino evangelicals in the U.S., find themselves without a candidate they can fully support this presidential election.
We are the quintessential swing voters. It's very, very hard to peg Latino evangelicals.
And that's because Latino evangelicals are a bit of a political mix. They support immigration reform, an increase to the minimum wage, and bigger government, while opposing abortion, the death penalty, and same-sex marriage.
When I go to a place, they say, Dr. Salguero, oh, he's Latino, he must be a Democrat. And they're like, evangelical pastor, oh, he's evangelical, he must be a Republican. But then he's a Latino evangelical, what is he?
The Salgueros have a radio show. They appear on national TV shows and also lead the National Latino Evangelical Coalition. The organization represents more than 3,000 churches across the country, and their mission is to turn Latino evangelicals into a political force, but not for any one party.
I think if there's any gift Latino evangelicals bring to the public sphere, is we can't be captive to partisan politics.
But not all evangelical pastors in Florida are taking the Salgueros nonpartisan approach. At a diner across town, we met Gary Berrios. He's an evangelical pastor and the field director for the GOP's Faith Outreach in Florida.
For me as a Christian, there's certain values that the Republican Party stands that are very similar to my values. Pro-life, pro-traditional marriage, small government, and lower taxes. When a Christian sees Donald Trump, he might not be way on the right, he might be more center. Still, he reflects more the values of the Latino families, which are mainly conservative, especially in the state of Florida.
He's here today getting fellow Trump supporters registered to vote.
He says that you are a citizen, right, of the United States.
Yeah. What did you choose for your party affiliation?
Republican Party of Florida.
Just before we left Orlando, Gabriel and Janet Salguero told us they weren't backing Clinton or Trump. But a couple months later, at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Gabriel came out on stage.
Please welcome Reverend Dr. Gabriel Salguero.
He was elected to deliver the closing benediction at a key moment in American politics.
Almighty God, we come to you tonight because we recognize our desperate need of you. Each of us, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents.
And although he seemed nonpartisan, he did choose to appear at the DNC and not the RNC. And as Election Day approaches, the Salgueros choose to hold their decision sacred, remaining nonpartisan for their flock. For NPR News, I'm Fernanda Echavarri.